Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
WTOP traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Moving through the remainder of the afternoon, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures, considering the time of year, quite nice, 75 to 82 degrees. Moving into this evening, we'll fall through the 70s, eventually landing in the mid-40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on your Friday, 65 to 70 for a high. We're near 70 on Saturday with wind gusts upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour. A cooler day on Sunday, but at least we're trending mainly dry near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Mix of sun and clouds and 69 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
how the Key Bridge collapse is affecting even busier roads to and from the Northeast. I'm John Doman.
Why are so many streetlights out along the Beltway in Maryland? I'm Mike Marilla.
Jury selection continues as one juror already seated is excused in former President Trump's hush money trial.
D.C.'s oldest private social help agency expanding to Virginia. This is Kyle Cooper.
The Dow is up 220 points at 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Jury selection in the Trump hush money case hits a speed bump. CBS's Graham Cates reports a woman who was chosen earlier this week has been dismissed from the jury when she admitted she might not be able to be unbiased.
Prosecutors mentioned that there could actually be a problem with another juror. They found someone with the same name who had a legal problem in the past, and it didn't match that person's answers. We started the day with seven jurors. We're down to six, and it's looking like it's really a risk here that it could be down from seven to five.
On the campaign trail, President Biden today gets some backing in Philadelphia.
The endorsement will come from 15 members of the Kennedy family, whose name is iconic among Democrats. The Kennedy family endorsement is also notable since a member of their own, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is also running for president. But his independent bid for the White House has not had the family's support. Kerry Kennedy has said there's only two people in the race who can get 270 electoral votes, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And it is Biden who best represents their democratic values. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The FCC is investigating what went wrong with 911 service in four states overnight. CBS's Tony DeCoppel.
Parts of Nebraska, Texas, Nevada, and all of South Dakota, they lost access to emergency dispatchers. During the outage, dispatchers said they could see only some emergency calls. They say all attempted calls during the outage were responded to.
Now to Capri, Italy. CBS's Olivia Gazis is covering a key G7 meeting. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, was there.
Kuleba made a direct appeal to Secretary Blinken to continue consistent aid to Ukraine, and he spoke directly to the cameras to House lawmakers who this week are expected to consider a measure that would finally deliver that more than $60 billion that Ukraine has so desperately been waiting for.
Well, things are starting to dry out and get back to normal at the airport in Dubai, where the CEO says major disruptions were caused by this week's heavy rain and flooding.
Flights have gradually been getting back to normal, but it's going to take us, I reckon, 24 to 36 hours to clear the remaining backlog.
Parts of the United Arab Emirates got close to 6 inches of rain in 24 hours, more than an average year. At California's Disneyland, it's a world of labor action. Those who bring characters to life there say they've collected enough signatures to support their push for a union vote. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 240 points. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
12:03 on WTOP, Thursday, April 18. 69 degrees in Washington as we head near 80 today.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The collapse of the Key Bridge near Baltimore means more than 30,000 vehicles that used that bridge daily now need to find a new route. WTOP's John Doman has data from the state that looks at how cars have adjusted.
The tunnels on I-95 and 895 in Baltimore were already busier than the Key Bridge, and as you can expect, there's even more traffic and longer delays to get through them now. Maryland State Highway says traffic along I-95's Fort McHenry Tunnel, which was already used by over 100,000 vehicles every day, is up about 11% since the crash. Adjacent to that, the 895 Harbor Tunnel is seeing traffic increases of 9%, but those tunnels are off limits for trucks that carry hazmat material, and that means those drivers have to go around the Baltimore Beltway instead. And so the stretch of 695 between I-70 and 95 has seen a 7% increase in truck traffic. John Dome in WTOP News.
Car crashes can be reduced by 42% by street lighting. That's according to the Federal Highway Administration. However, in a WTOP exclusive, our Mike Murillo finds that lots of lights on the Beltway in Maryland are not working.
The look into this story began with a WTOP staffer who noticed dozens of street lights out along the Beltway in Maryland. And when we reached out to the State Highway Administration, they said they'd look into it and that 90% of the 1,600 Beltway street lights they maintain were working in March. Then this week, driving the entire outer loop, the Wilson Bridge to the American Legion Bridge.
31, 32, as we go over Connecticut Avenue.
A tally of the outages showed more than 300 lights weren't working. That's closer to 20% of the lights being out. Earlier this month, Derek Gunn, a transportation engineer with SHA, said with all the outage reports,
anytime we know that there's a light that is not online, to get that up and running as quickly as possible.
But one big problem is the state's aging infrastructure and that many of the lights are around 60 years old. Tack on to that
is that you're dealing with natural environmental issues.
While he says they look for outages monthly, he encourages drivers to let them know when they see a light out. Along the Beltway in Chevy Chase, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A crash involving a school bus in Fairfax County has injured two students, and police are looking for the cause. First responders were called to a location on Braddock Road earlier this morning for a two-vehicle crash. There were five students on the bus, and two of them suffered minor injuries. Fairfax County Police say all parents have been notified. The cause of that crash continues to be under investigation. It is the oldest private social service agency in the district. And while its work in the city will continue, WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports Central Union Mission is expanding.
The mission will stay the same.
Our real strategic work has to do with our work to try to reduce poverty and homelessness,
says president and CEO of the organization, Joe Metamano, who explains the needs in nearby Northern Virginia.
South Arlington, where there is a tremendous need, a lot of low-income families, a fair amount of poverty. As a matter of fact, last year, Arlington County saw a 17% increase in homelessness.
Central Union Mission, which began its work in the 1880s, helps people with food, clothing, job training, education, addictions, as well as ESL classes, and welcomes volunteers and donations. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
The Caitlin Clark effect is hitting this area. The basketball phenomenon was drafted by the Indiana Fever Monday night, and the Washington Mystics have already moved the June 7th game against Indiana from the Entertainment and Sports Arena over to Capital One. That will allow an additional 15,000 fans to see that game in person. A social media post from the team confirming the change. We're told tickets will go on sale next week. Up ahead on WTOP as we check money news.
Another side effect of weight loss drugs, babies. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Experience the DC Boat Show on May 3rd through 5th at National Harbor with more than 200 boats and a wide array of boating vendors. Special VIP tickets are available that include parking, a VIP suite, delicious food and specialty drinks, a one-hour boat ride on the Potomac by the monuments, and more. Enjoy live music and a chance to see the latest sail and power boats and new boating technology up close. Visit DCBoatShows.com to purchase tickets. That's DCBoatShows.com.
1208.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stahl, worth watching the roads from the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, watch for delays southbound I-95 as you leave the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, where we have the crash along the left side of the roadway. Worth response on scene. We understand there's a tow truck available, so watch out for that. Northbound I-95 after 630 in Stafford. That's where the two right lanes are blocked today for the work zone. Your delays stretch back to the Centerport Parkway, headed northbound on to, of course, I-95 as it continue toward the Springfield Interchange near Dale City. May have at least one lane blocked for the work zone as you head past the Dale City truck scales. Otherwise, no problems as you continue toward the Springfield Interchange. You guys are pretty cool there. No problems on 395. Brief delays passing Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Once you get to the Case Bridge, that's where you have the right side blocked for the broken down truck there. Northbound DC 295 headed toward Pennsylvania Avenue. The right side is blocked for the work. Then as you continue toward Burroughs Avenue, the right side also blocked for the work, and you're staying to the left in order to get by. Southbound DC 295, as you head past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue, a single left lane gets you by. They're cleaning some brush and debris from the roadway, so keep that in mind if you're traveling southbound on DC 295. Inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work is in the right lane. Unusual delays on the inner loop after the American Legion Bridge, headed toward the 270 spur. Uncertain what's in the roadway there, but there are delays on the inner loop as you leave the Clara Barton Parkway, headed toward the 270 spur. No problems on I-95, northbound BW Parkway toward 197. A single right lane gets you by the work zone. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures very mild for this time of year, even on the warm side, to some 75 to 82 degrees. As we head through the evening and overnight, clouds are going to build. Nighttime low temperatures, mid-40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun, scattered showers. Temperatures mid-60s to around 70 degrees. Winds will kick up on Saturday with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures upper 60s to lower 70s. We're around 60 on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, let's see. We've got a mix of sun and clouds and 70 degrees right now in Northwest Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1210 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Existing home sales fell last month. The National Association of Realtors says closed sales are down 4.5% from February and 4% lower than a year ago. Prices are still rising, though, up an average of 5% from last year. All cash buyers accounted for more than one in every four home sales last month. Workers at the Old Keene Mill Road Starbucks in Springfield, Virginia, voted to unionize. Workers at close to a dozen D.C. area Starbucks have either filed to or approved union representation, though Starbucks has not yet acknowledged it. Nationwide, about 420 Starbucks stores have unionized, still a fraction of Starbucks' 17,000 U.S. locations. Diabetes treatments turn popular weight loss drugs have another side effect, pregnancy. Bloomberg reports a surge in women who've suffered from infertility becoming pregnant after taking drugs like Ozempic, though there is so far very little research. The Dow is up 204 points. The S&P 500 is up 20. The Nasdaq's up 55, all about 0.5% gains. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Just ahead on WTOP.
Doctors say a Make-A-Wish experience might be more than just a feel-good moment. I'm Matt Koufax.
It's 1212.
Prince George's County elected officials are rallying behind David Trone for Senate. Derek Leon Davis, former councilman.
I believe David Trone always approaches this job from the perspective of doing the right thing.
Denny Taveras, delegate.
He's provided opportunities for returning citizens before it became popular. He was someone who provided health insurance for same-sex couples before it was popular. He has a proven track record.
Crystal Oriata, councilwoman.
He's someone that's honest in politics, which is rare. It is so important to have elected officials that are not afraid to go against insurance, big industry.
Not being bound by financial interest is a blessing. You can go out and fix problems.
We need somebody that can walk into different rooms and get things done.
I worked for 16 years here in Prince George's County. I'm voting for David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables' proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you're doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
And coming up, an Italian restaurant is giving away free alcohol. But there's a catch, of course. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
At 12:15, I'm Mark Lewis. Fulfilling a child's Make-A-Wish experience isn't just a nice thing to do. In today's episode of Mad About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax sits down with Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic's medical advisor, who says wishes can also be medicine.
You're saying that there's actual science to back up that it helps these kids physically in their healing and recovery process, right?
Absolutely. Now, there's not a lot of it. It's something that we want to look at more.
Dr. Jeremy Edwards says two studies in particular back up the idea that fulfilling a wish can actually have positive medical outcomes. The first comes from a study done with Make-A-Wish in Israel.
That really looked at depressive symptoms, looked at emotional state of kids before and after wishes, and did show scientifically on validated scales that kids who had undergone a wish did have improvements in their well-being when you looked at multiple different factors.
The other, done right here in the U.S., uncovered something more.
And found that healthcare utilization post-wish was decreased for children that had had a wish when compared to kids who had not.
In addition to serving as the chapter medical advisor to Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic, Dr. Edwards is also an active duty Army colonel, working as a pediatric oncologist treating the children of military families. He says April's Operation Dreammaker campaign, which raises money to grant wishes for military kids with critical illnesses, hits home for him. He also adds that while he knows there's no substitute for real medicine at times,
what I do know is that I've seen kids who have been miserable because the things we do are really hard. And when you talk with them about their wish, or when they talk about their wish, their entire demeanor changes. And they are happy, they light up the room, they're able to get their therapy without us having to kind of cajole or force them into it. And it makes their stays easier.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
To donate to Operation Dreammaker, go to WTOP.com/wishes. We're following breaking developments. A Montgomery County high school student has been arrested and charged with threatening a school shooting. Police say 18-year-old Andrea Yee, who prefers the name Alex Yee, is from Rockville and is now in custody and waiting on a bond hearing. He was arrested yesterday. The FBI and Montgomery County Police started their investigation after learning about a 129-page manifesto. Investigators say in that document, he writes about how to carry out a school shooting and thinks about targeting an elementary school. And Alex writes he wants to be famous. Detectives say they found drawings, documents, and internet searches as part of their evidence. As a result of the investigation, security has been stepped up at Montgomery County schools, particularly Wooten High School. Police are expected to have more to say about their investigation and the arrest, but not until tomorrow. At 12:18, traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, southbound I-95, leaving Dale City, headed down toward Dumfries. We had lanes temporarily stopped for moving some equipment around to get equipment at this point. The tow truck now on scene. Southbound 95 had all lanes temporarily stopped, but now all lanes have been reopened, but delays remain with that crash contained to the left shoulder and the tow truck on scene. Northbound I-95 headed past 630 in Stafford. Two right lanes are blocked for the work zone there. Your delays stretch back to the Centerport Parkway headed northbound toward the Springfield interchange. Further northbound near Dale City may have a work zone set up in blocking a lane. Otherwise, you're looking pretty good as you continue on I-395 northbound with brief delays as you pass Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. On the Case Bridge on 395, headed toward the freeway, the 12th Street Expressway, that's where we had the right lane blocked for the broken down truck. Northbound DC 295 toward Pennsylvania Avenue, the right side is blocked for the work. Then further northbound toward Burroughs Avenue, the right side also blocked for that work zone. Southbound DC 295 headed past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue, a single left lane gets you by the work zone there. Back in Virginia, on the Interloop and Outer Loop between the Toll Road and the Georgetown Pike, that work also in the right lane. Interloop coming past the American Legion Bridge, headed up the hill toward the 270 Spur, may have a mobile work crew in the lane, but uncertain as to which lane may be blocked. If you're traveling on the BW Parkway northbound toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone there. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. To learn more, I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
As we head through the remainder of your Thursday afternoon, looking at temperatures anywhere between 75 to 82 degrees, a nice mix of sun and clouds. Clouds will continue to increase this evening and into the overnight as our temperatures fall through the 60s, eventually landing in the mid 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Scattered showers in the forecast on Friday, mostly cloudy skies. It's not going to be a washout. Many neighborhoods will stay totally dry, 65 to 70 for a daytime high. Winds will increase Friday night into Saturday. Could see wind gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour with highs around 70 degrees. Sunday, a cooler day near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
A little more sunlight breaking through. We have 70 degrees in Northwest Washington. Germantown also at 70. 74 in Annandale. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up.
Finding an EV charger while you're already driving will soon get easier on Neil Augenstein.
1222.
Every 20 minutes, a child is diagnosed with a critical illness. Kids like me. My name is Isaiah, and I am 9 years old, and I had a liver transplant. Make a wish. Mid-Atlantic is granting my wish to swim with dolphins this summer, and I'm so excited. I love swimming and spending time with my family. Help grant wishes and change lives. Give today at dmvwishes.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Watson, CEO of Serco, and a proud sponsor of the Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic Operation Dreammaker program. At Serco, our core values revolve around our people, the important missions of our customers, and the impact we deliver for a better future. Supporting causes that help veterans and military families is something near and dear to our hearts, especially with over 20% of our colleagues being veterans, myself included. When Serco had the opportunity to partner with Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic, we jumped at the chance to support the Operation Dreammaker program. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic brings hope to nearly 400 children each year who are fighting critical and often life-threatening illnesses. And nearly 40 of those wishes granted are for children of our U.S. military families. During Military Child Appreciation Month, I ask you to please join Serco in supporting the Dreammaker program and help make an impact in a child's life.
For more information on how you can give back, please visit dmvwishes.org.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 12:23. Americans are losing millions of dollars to criminals who steal money from their bank accounts, often through fraudulent wire transfers. And now banks are being asked for answers about what they're doing to better protect their customers.
Now the issue is getting the attention of members of Congress. In this letter obtained exclusively by CBS News, Senate Banking Committee members wrote to four major banks, including Chase, saying in part, banks should make consumers whole for unauthorized transactions and for fraudulently induced transactions, like wire transfers, where a consumer was deceived or manipulated into initiating a transfer. Senator Sherrod Brown.
It's on the companies that allow the scam. People should be able to have an expectation that their money is safe.
That is CBS correspondent Anna Warner. If you're looking for your forever partner online, we've got some tips to make your dating profile more attractive.
You're a catch. So why are you spending hours and hours swiping left and right without any luck at all? The problem isn't you. It's what you have on your dating profile. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by Total AV. Get 85% off industry-leading security for all your devices at protectwithkim.com. Let's start by looking at your profile pic. That mirror selfie in the bathroom just isn't cutting it. Dating experts find that high-quality professional photos increase your matches by a lot. You want a few headshots and action shots. And be sure to smile. A cheerful grin makes people want to swipe right even more. 2, write a great bio. Share a bit about who you are, your character, and your interests. Keep it to just a few sentences. Pro tip, if you love to travel, mention it. Travel is the most common recurring interest on dating profiles. 3, go online at the right time. According to Bumble, the best time for the most action on dating apps is after work, between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
12:25, George Wallace is here. Some exciting news for Mystics fans.
Yes, June 7th, the game against the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark. You'll now have to go to Capital One Arena if you want to go to the game. The game is being moved from Entertainment Sports Arena. Tickets will be on sale.